to the Red Pill Corporation. How's the baby?
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. Do you think it's the devil's tongue or you think it's a joke? But
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
If you will listen. Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to me.
Then you're what I'm
every
talking.
Chance you get.
You are
every
minute. It's a joke.
You will keep your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Yes, thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm Hills B. I have my co-host, Bill the Butcher, and also Will Torbett. Now, today is a very special episode. I really want to rush into this because we only have so little time, but I gotta roll out the red carpet. Okay, we have someone of epic proportions and importance to information that hopefully is seeding the minds of everyone worldwide. Today, I have on the show with me the one and only Roger Landry. Roger, you there? Uh-oh.
Hello?
There we go.
I don't know. I said hello six times. You only heard the last one.
Okay. It just may be a break in the feed. But, you know, the show is so short. I could spend the next hour talking about all of your achievements. You know, your bio doesn't do justice. So I'm just going to let you just introduce yourself, and we'll go ahead and get into the subject matter.
Okay. Introduce myself. Let me see. I spent the majority of my adult life either in the military or working for the military-industrial complex, facilitating Department of Defense contracts. I spent about 25 years out of the country, at least 75% of every year, traveling across the planet, 1.5 million air miles under my belt, fixing weapon systems for our allies and some that actually weren't, all across the planet. So I know my way around the planet. I know my way around what governments facilitate. I definitely know the military-industrial complex. And then one day, about 10 years ago, I woke up and realized that everything I believed was a lie. And that's when the Liberty Beacon Project was born. So where would you like to go from there?
I'd like to quickly jump in because V says I don't talk enough.
Yes.
What changed that one day, that fateful day that made you change the course and journey of your life? What happened?
Good question. I was sitting in my living room in Texas, Belton, Texas, and I had just gotten home from work and had my laptop sitting on my lap, and a buddy walked in and sat down and looked at me, and he looked at what I was looking at on my computer, and he said, you know, for somebody as smart as you are, you're one of the most ignorant people I've ever met. Now, for everybody listening, ignorance does not denote stupidity. It means lack of knowledge, not lack of facilities or lack of brains. So I said to him, what the hell are you talking about? And he just started going through things. He said, do you believe in the Constitution? I said, of course I do. He says, do you believe the United States is a nation? I said, no, it's a union. He said, no, it isn't. It's a corporation. And I said, you're full of shit. And we went through these point by point. He got through about 15 points, and I kicked him out of my apartment because I had made a list. I kicked him out of my apartment, went into my bedroom, sat Indian leg, cross leg style on my bed for the next 16 hours straight and researched everything he had brought up to me. At the end of that night, I had literally destroyed my entire outlook that I had that had served me so well for almost 50 years.
You know, someone actually, I had this moment too where I had to kick someone out of my apartment. They were just in my place. Oh, you gotta watch Zeitgeist. You gotta watch Zeitgeist. It's gonna mess up your world, man. Zeitgeist. And it's like, get the hell out of my apartment now. That person made up a few days later after I watched the documentary.
But the point is, yeah, exactly. I didn't kick him out because I was upset with him. I kicked him out because I needed to check and see if what he was telling me had even a small inkling of proof to it.
And I just want to briefly interject one more time to everybody listening. Never give up on those personal conversations with people, because look at the lives you can change. And if you just go about your day, I'll just give one brief antidote. I was working at Nike several years ago at one of the retail stores, and there's a high amount of turnover there. And I went up to everybody on one Saturday. There's like, I don't know, probably 24 workers there. And I told them all about Building 7. I gave them a short 1-minute briefing on Building 7 and real quick. And you know what? The next week, one kid came back to me. Nobody else checked it out, but that one kid came back to me. He's like, yeah, I checked that out. And my dad said that too. That's just really crazy. So, just with Roger, you guys never know who you reach. So keep having those one-on-one
conversations. Whoa. Not only was that spot on what you just said, and I hope a hell of a lot of people heard what you just said, that is serious, okay? But when this started 10 years ago, it was a Facebook group. Now it is 27 social media forums, okay? That's on Twitter, Reddit, the whole nine yards. 6 active websites, 2 in the garage, 3 under construction, and 4 major projects. Most of those websites are literally located outside of the United States. One is right outside of Paris. One is right outside of London. The other one is about 150 miles from Sydney. Are you catching the point? Yes, you're right, Will. This is exactly what happened to me. I decided that I had been lied to too long, and if somebody who is supposedly as intelligent as I am could be snowed under so bad, and I call that programmed ignorance, then I would make it my mission for the rest of my life, and V will tell you I'm not kidding, to eradicate programmed ignorance. The Liberty Beacon Project is the largest totally unfunded global network on the planet.
Absolutely, and I... a part of that network as well.
Exposed to Butcher Man, too.
Yes. He's writing articles like a madman. Love it.
And I chuckle every time I see the featured image. It's like, oh yeah, here comes another one.
Well, we need to dive into the topic for the show here. Directed energy weapons. Now, I know people have seen, and if you have not seen it, go onto YouTube, type in government admits use of directed energy weapons. That video will just scare the hell out of you. Now, I used to live in Oroville, California, lived there for 7 years. A few miles north of me is a town called Paradise. I used to go there because it's the most beautiful place you have ever been in your life. Tall redwoods, the cabins. It looks like Harry and the Hendersons out there. Just that's where the setting, that's what it looks like. And next thing I know, I hear that it got burned down. Okay? Directed energy weapons. You can see how it just carved up the landscape, all the houses that it burned down. And this is why we have Mr. Roger Landry on the show, because this is the guy who has worked on some of this technology or the correlating technology. And I want to know how you feel about the blatant information being put in our faces about this.
I'm going to tell you something, and you and I have touched on this a couple of times. What you're seeing is just basically the giant stretching his muscles. People need to understand, when the government tells you that they do not have the ability to do what we're claiming they're doing, and I have seen pictures, and matter of fact, I'm looking at one right now, a Paradise. I can tell you that when a house is burned to absolute cinders, but there's a tree 30 feet or 15 feet away from the house, that hardly a leaf on it's even singed. Okay, let me explain something to everybody out there. It's been a while now since the technology has existed for the high energy laser mounted in the nose of usually a C-130 to hit, listen to me, hit and maintain a tracking contact with a the warhead of a nuclear weapon re-entering the atmosphere. Do you know how fast these things are moving? They are moving so damn fast, it's insane. Now, this laser can lock onto that warhead re-entering at many times the speed of sound and literally fry it. You tell me that I can do that, okay? That 150, 200 miles away, I can hit and literally disintegrate a re-entering nuclear warhead, but I can't shoot a beam down and hit your house? How stupid do they think we are? How stupid? Not only that, but if you do some research, you will find out that the military was bragging about that ability to track an incoming warhead and shoot it from the nose of a goddamn plane.
Star Wars project.
If we have this, it's beyond Star Wars, okay? If we have this, then we definitely have the capability to take out. There was something in Paradise that could not leave Paradise. They could not take a chance that it would leave Paradise, and that required destroying Paradise. Now, what I'm telling you when I said they're stretching their arms, the giant is stretching their arms, this is nothing like what I believe is coming. Can I absolutely nail this to the floor and prove it's the truth? Nope. Do I know enough about the science and the technology to put the pieces together in a very convincing fashion? A hell of a lot more than most of you do, because I spent 30 years working with these clowns. Let me tell you what I see. Do I have your permission to do that, me?
No, absolutely.
This is what I see, okay? How many of you have heard the complaints about aluminum in vaccines and mercury in vaccines and the damage it does? Well, not all of you are going to believe that. Some of you are shaking your head. Let me be the first to tell you, I will never say anything to you. I will never challenge you to prove me wrong. I will dare you to. Believe me, vaccines, about 95% of them contain aluminum, and a big chunk of them contain at least some mercury. This is metal that's injected directly into your body. Most of it finds its way to your brain and settles there. We won't even talk about how poisonous and how toxic these metals are to your brain. I will go as far as to say that I have proof, because I've got the actual article in the slides, of an Alzheimer's brain being sliced apart to see exactly what the brain was like after this gentleman had died. And what they found out was there was an inordinate amount of aluminum in his brain, and aluminum will literally destroy your ability to think. So you've got all this metal coming from your vaccines. You've got all of this metal being rained down on you from geoengineering. And if you go to anybody who has had a soil sample done after a spraying, you will always find that there is a massive amount of nano-sized particles of aluminum. When asked why that aluminum is put into the mixture they're spraying, the answer is, when you spray these many nano-sized particles of aluminum high up in the atmosphere, it reflects sunlight. Are these people stupid enough not to know that anything dropped in a gravity well will eventually settle to the ground? I don't care if it's nano-sized or not. We're going to breathe it. We're going to eat it. Monsanto went out and got a patent to grow food in aluminum-saturated soil. Can I tell y'all something? That doesn't exist naturally. The only way aluminum-saturated soil can exist so that plants are dying or can't grow, and you see that all over California now, the only way that's going to happen, okay, if it is put there. How is it being put there? From the sky. How does Monsanto know that? But a lot of crops are starting to fail, especially in the areas of high geoengineering. So now Monsanto has a patent to grow crops in this aluminum-saturated soil. So now you're eating this aluminum. Every time you put your underarm deodorant on, aluminum. okay? You give your baby formula. Again, I don't challenge it for me wrong. I dare you to. If your baby, okay, is getting state formula, the only thing that they're allowed to give your child is certain brands. Every one of those brands contains aluminum as an anti-clumping agent. There's enough aluminum in those canisters of formula to seriously do damage to that child's brain. But here again, more aluminum. Now we've got 5G. This is where this conversation gets really, really good, or really, really bad. Because every living being on this planet today, due to geoengineering, GMOs, or vaccines, or other mechanisms, has a body full of metal. I'm not joking. This is a fact. This is an honest-to-God fact. We all have bodies full of lead, aluminum, and mercury. And now we have 5G. I want everybody out there listening. Listen real close to what I'm about to ask you and picture it in your head. When's the last time you took a spoon or a knife or a fork, and I'm not talking about a plastic one, I'm talking about a metal one, and stuck it in a microwave and turned it on? What happened? All hell broke loose, didn't it? Sparks shot off everywhere, didn't they? And if you'd left it there long enough, all hell would have broken even looser. What am I telling you?
Well, let me ask you. Let me get up in here.
Okay, because I'm getting to a crescendo here, so go ahead.
And I don't even know why you even have me on your network. I don't know why. You know the stuff better than I do. But this
don't
is what
tell me
preaching.
You don't know why I have you on the Liberty Beach Project, because that's bull crap. Okay, why don't you let me get through a couple more?
I want to hear about that spoon. Keep talking, Raj.
Let me get through this, and then you can say anything you want, because I really don't want this train of thought broken, okay? I just got done saying, what happens if you put a metal utensil in a microwave and turn it on? All hell breaks loose. Okay, let me explain something to you. 5G? 5G is a very high frequency, and the higher the frequency is, the less it propagates. It doesn't go as far. The higher the frequency, you need a lot more power to push that wave a little further, because the frequency is so much higher. So what do you need? You need a lot of antennas all over the place. You have all heard how many antennas are going up in every city around here for 5G, all over the place. Schools, fire shops, I mean, it doesn't matter where, you know, hospitals, these things are going up everywhere. I don't know if you know what a phased array is, but I'm going to give you a real quick lesson on what a phased array is. That is where every one of those antennas can be given just enough of a signal that you can form a beam. That's called a phased array. In every city that has 5G on this planet, they will be able to steer a microwave beam to any individual and heat up the metals in their brain. Tell me what you think's going to happen. You are seeing right now a system being put in place for total control of humanity. And if you think I'm kidding, tell me what part of what I just said is wrong. I dare you to.
I'll back you up on everything you said, because I've seen and done the research myself. You're absolutely right. This also begs a question, which we're probably not going to be able to get into because of the commercial break. It'll be a nice teaser to get into afterwards. But I want to know your take on why they're doing this, and are the elite also, you know, people say, if they're spraying this stuff and it's everything, the elite are ingesting this too. Is that fact or fiction? But I guess we're going to have to tease that for the other side.
And before we go into the commercial break, I will say that this is a tracking system. Okay.
It goes well beyond that. It goes beyond that. It goes
to
the ability to literally incapacitate or kill anybody on the planet whenever.
Absolutely. We're going to come back and we're going to get more into this. Just stick around after this commercial break.
We minding my business and leave me yours alone. We talking about me. Your job is hold the camel. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. Let's just cut out the music here because this is too good. There are a hand. I can count on my hand. One hand. How many people I call sir in this world? Most people come to me. Most people come to me with their organizations. This is and that, and incorporate me. Yes, I usually go right to the top, but there are usually a lot of people who just haven't earned their medal, and they haven't done or research come into this world enough. I don't want to sound like an a-hole, like I look down on people, but there are a handful of people I call sir in this world, and Roger Landry is one of them.
Yeah, and I tell him not to every time he does. That's my favorite saying. My dad was sir, I'm Roger. Okay. Thank you very much.
This is phenomenal. Okay. The question that we'll present it before the break, why are these people doing that, right? Or do you...
Well, not just why are they doing that, but I guess it was a two-pronged question, because also you hear from a lot of people, well, they wouldn't be spraying chemtrails up in the air because they got to breathe that true. Now, two, and now we do know that they are spraying in geoengineering, and, you know, just the spraying is one aspect, as you illustrated before the break. But, yeah... I guess that's two questions there for you.
I would tell you first off, okay? And let's wrap this all into one, okay? Is this affecting everybody? It's affecting everybody who it's supposed to. I would also tell you, the people that fly the planes that spray all of that stuff into the sky, these are Air Force and so on and so forth. These aren't a bunch of evil people that have been hired by maniacal, you know, super villains. These are people that go to work, they go up in their planes, they do what they're supposed to do, and they are convinced that this is for, okay, the benefit of humanity. We don't know what they're being told. Maybe they're being told something as simple as the sun is going through a very excited stage, and at this point we need to put a lot of nano-sized particles of aluminum up into the atmosphere in the areas where the sun is shining the most in order to mitigate some of this radiation. We don't know what they're being told. But what I'm telling you is that when all hell starts to break loose, how many people do you think have a seat at the dinner table with the elites? If you're talking about 1 million, nope. If you're talking about 500,000, nope. If you're talking about, you know, 250,000, nope. If you're talking about 50,000, nope. You may be talking about a couple thousand. You have to understand, okay, how these people think. First, they think long term. The plans that we are seeing come to fruition now have only been accelerated because the technology was there to allow that. These plans were started in the late 1600s and early 1700s. And it is the technology that has given them the ability to speed them up radically. I would say those who know all that can be done are avoiding it. But you didn't ask the right question, Will. You asked a damn good question, but you didn't ask the right question. Okay? Is there a mechanism for ridding the body of these metals? And if this is the case and they are aware of this, then it doesn't matter whether they're breathing it or not, does it? Are there mechanisms for chelating lead, aluminum, mercury, and these type of things from the body? Arsenic? Oh yeah. Are they effective? Hell yes. They're very good. Done massive research on homeopathic and naturopathic remedies, including cannabis. As a matter of fact, I'm the media director for
Cannabis. That's a whole nother episode. Okay.
Yes.
Before you get into that, though, let me go ahead and interject here, because I get excited. I just want to say, oh man, that's cold. That's cold. I mean, I as a black man, I speak a certain way when I do things, but when I talk to family, I sort of revert, and I just want to say things that aren't characteristic of me when I talk to you. But this is the core thing, and this is our short segment, and I hate that we have to go to commercial break, but I want to go ahead and pose a question to you when we come back. That, yeah, you say these aren't evil people that do this stuff.
No. I said the people flying the planes and stuff are probably being lied to. Okay?
Correct.
But the people who are having them do these things, those are evil MFs. Yeah.
But there is a bridge. There is a gap. Now, yes. You've got to understand that there is a certain level of intelligence that of a human being that has to come between the worker bees
and... You don't know what they're being told. I guess.
Psychopathy. Where does it fit here?
Yep.
Those who get promoted are psychopaths. we'll right there. We'll come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore. We're going to have to cut the music short again. It's just not enough time. We have Roger Landry here with us from Liberty Beacon Project and so many other things I don't have time to mention. From the break, okay, let me say three things here and we'll go from there. First off, I want to skip the last commercial break. And secondly, there's a tracking system here, okay? It with the aluminum and all these metals, heavy metals, nanometals in your body, guess what? Your brain has been turned into a transceiver that is ready to be queried or interfaced with by different types of signals in your environment. And we all know we're being flooded by different frequency devices from your cell phone, laptop, cell towers, etc. So you don't need to be a house to be burned down. Roger, I'm going to want you to comment on that. But coming around from the commercial break, as I was stating, that there is, you've got to have that buffer zone from the people that don't know any better, that work for you, to the people that are putting this plan out, there's that buffer zone. You cannot be promoted to such a high level unless you're a psychopath or you're just someone just so loyal and believing that you would deny anything that you heard anyways. So that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say for this segment of the show. If my co-host want to jump in, I'll end the show. But guys, go at it, please.
Well, hold on a second, because what you said makes sense to most people, but it's not reality. Okay, what is reality? Let me explain what reality is. If you go back to the 1940s, okay, when the atomic bomb was being developed, there were a lot of people in multiple places in this country that were working with materials that were known to be dangerous, radioactive, so on and so forth, okay? There were people at the time who were telling them that this was the end of the world, the whole nine yards, blah, 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 blah. But the individuals that were working on the completion of this atomic bomb were told that this would be the mechanism to end the war much quicker than it could end any other way and possibly save millions of lives and an attack on the U.S. mainland. So what we're talking about here, okay, is they lived a totally different reality than those around them, not in the know. They were convinced of something very patriotic. They were convinced of something that would protect their family. They were convinced that what they were doing was the most patriotic thing they could possibly be doing. What I'm saying about the people flying these planes and doing these things is we can't blame the guy sitting in the pilot seat. We can't blame the guy who fixes the equipment when it breaks down on the plane. We can't blame the guy who works on the bombardier doors, okay? These people are doing what they have been convinced needs to be done to protect their families. It is those above them who put all of the pieces together and know that part A fits into a slot on part B and part B fits into a slot on part C and puts all of those pieces together. These are the evil people. But the people that built the first atomic bomb, the average Joe who worked on those facilities every single day, we can't call them evil. We can't.
But I think there's a maturity level, though. There is a... Okay, did this not exist then?
No.
I mean, versus now, as far as, let's say, me as a person, born,
in 1960, and I have a child. If you working with the military, you would understand what I'm saying and why I'm saying.
No, I've worked for the military. These people harassed and hounded me to come back. Because they loved my genius. But let's say, okay, you have, okay, you have to know the nature of the beast. Okay, yep. I'll give an example. To say that, okay, you get pulled over by a cop, da-da-da-da, ignorance of the law is no excuse, you're guilty. So how come ignorance of evil is permissible?
Because when you're saying ignorance of the law, it means there is a standing law there and you literally violated it, okay? What law is an individual violating if he sits down in front of his commanding officer and his commanding officer tells him, if we don't do this, there's a real good chance that your family's going to die? Okay. There's a whole different world here, and there is no legality. There isn't.
That is, I will agree with you. That is a different world, but can a person say that's unconstitutional?
Well, what a person...
I know what you're telling me. That's right. But
what I'm telling you is that this is a mechanism that's been utilized throughout all of time, all of history.
Oh, yes.
You tell somebody that they need to do something to protect their family, especially if they can see it's right. These guys that were building the first atomic bomb knew what was going on in the Pacific. We were getting our asses kicked. Americans were being slaughtered on every beach. Okay, but most people don't understand. For the first part of our war with Japan, we lost. We were losing big time. Okay, and these people actually had a valid point. They were creating the most dangerous weapon. The one weapon that could absolutely annihilate all of humanity. But they were doing it because they were absolutely convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt if they didn't, their families might be next. And they weren't wrong. This is my point. Where do you put blame? Blame has to be on those who facilitate, not those who operate.
Can I interject something?
Absolutely.
I just got one statement. I've listened to all this, right? Yeah, I've talked about facilitation and stuff like that. You can go right back to the Nuremberg trials.
Oh, yeah.
And you've listened to one statement that will chill your blood when the many Nazis that were brought up on the witness stand, and when they were hit with this, why did you do this? Did you not understand that these concentration camps were wrong? Did you? And they would look at them blankly and they'd say, but the Jews were the enemy. They truly believed that the Jewish race was destroying Germany.
Yeah. I totally agree with you, but my question to you is, okay, to both of you, is do we go back now and incriminate everybody that worked on the production of the first J-bomb? No, we don't, because what they did was exactly what they were told to do, and what it facilitated was exactly what they told them it would facilitate, a quicker ending to the war. So everything there, nothing was hidden from these people. They were told everything.
Now that I understand that point of view, but what I'm asserting here is that what you're talking about is a standard. Yes, order followers, told what to do.
Yep.
What I'm asserting here is thinking for yourself and doing the right thing. Being critical. Critical thought is dead now because nobody understands that these people who are telling you what is right are wrong.
No, everything you're saying is right. What I'm starting to realize is that you and I are talking about apples and oranges. I'm talking about things that are happening on a grand scale. You're talking about things that are happening in your neighborhood, taking individuals out, kicking individuals' butts. But again,
everybody,
hold on. When you get down to that level, that's a whole different story, and that. In that story, I agree with everything you said, because those individuals who are there know they're going after an individual. They know the effect what they have in their briefcase or in their vehicle is going to have on this individual. They have no excuse. Even if the boss told them you're going to do it or you don't get a paycheck, they are still criminally liable. So, yes, when we get down to that level, the level I was talking about was basically, you know, we're talking about somebody who gets in a plane and they fly a route. And at a specific time, and this is automated, the jets come on and this stuff squirts out the back of the plane. Okay, there's a whole big difference there between an automated large scale organization like the Air Force, okay, doing this, or the individual who's outside your window, okay, with a phased array frying your brain because he has no excuse, none. Mm. And I agree with you.
Well, can we at least have some critical thinking people out there to double check? You may believe the government, you may believe your superior officer, but please get a sample of what you're spraying. Get a sample of, get some evidence. Send it off to somebody. Just double check.
That's we know as much as we know, because there are people out there actually doing that, and they were probably listening to your show.
Let's hope they're already doing
the before listening.
Whistleblowers.
They know where you live.
Yeah, whistleblowers. Yeah. I'm sure you've heard the term before, and they are out there. As a matter of fact, the Liberty Beacon Project has several, and I don't know if you'd call them whistleblowers, but people who have developed enough trust and faith in our integrity to feed us things that everybody else just don't know yet. And there are times when I wake up in the morning and I get a message from Germany, or I get a message from right outside of Paris or whatever, and I will sit there looking at that, holding my cup of coffee for 10 minutes, realizing that this is not a good day to start or a good way to start your day. So, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Roger, I was just curious. A lot of people talk about 9/11 was potentially directed energy. People talk about the wildfires in California. I was wondering if you could maybe give your thoughts on, you know, some of the events historically and what may or may not have been directed energy weapons, in your opinion.
I would tell you right now that there were definitely, 100% assuredly directed energy weapons utilized in California. There's no doubt. Okay, absolutely no doubt. Even science cannot explain the burn patterns or the non-burn patterns. It's just absolutely insane. So there's nothing, no doubt, absolutely no doubt there whatsoever. Now, let's go back to 9/11. I've heard small nuclear bomb, neutron bomb. I've heard directed energy weapons. I've heard that it was, some guy even postulated that it was high-frequency sound that shattered the building, because you know that it came down in dust, which it shouldn't have done. I'm going to tell you what brought them down, and I'm going to tell you who brought it down, okay? And again, I don't ever challenge anybody to prove me wrong. I dare you to. I actually have images and some information on an Israeli group that was in the towers as early as 6 months prior to the actual towers coming down, working in the outer skin of the buildings. There is actually an image of three Israelis chatting, standing next to box after box stacked from floor to ceiling of thermite. I'm going to tell you right now that for those buildings to come down the way they did, in their own footprint, and turned to dust, literally turned to powder, it would have had to have been thermite. And if you take a look at slow motion of those towers coming down, you can literally see the plumes as each floor is detonated. And you can see it rapid fire, or you can see it in slow motion. You can see beams being kicked out as much as 500 feet. These are 1,000-pound beams flying 500 to 600 feet, okay, straight out. The only thing that could propel something that heavy, that far, and that fast is a very powerful explosion. So that alone tells you that the story that they just collapsed into their own footprint is an absolute lie. And the next thing I want to tell you is, if the towers had come down under their own volition, it is physically impossible they could have ever fallen into their own footprint. It physically could never have happened. And then there's Building 7. Didn't get hit by a plane.
Yes.
Didn't get hit. It got hit by a little bit of shrapnel, which broke a couple of windows, and a fire started. One fire in a, what, 80-story building? One fire. Okay? And the entire building collapses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Will, what more do you want to know? Because this is getting fun.
Well, let me jump in here really quickly, though. The I-beams. Anyone who studied demolition...
Yep.
Know that you put thermite, an explosive, the paste, on the I-beams at a angle.
And it slices all right
through. Slices right through.
Yep.
These are the things that's seen in a lot images. Of 9/11 pictures.
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely. And when you ask people, how come that one's cut on the same angle that one's cut on, but yet those two are 50 stories apart, and they came down under the weight of an entire building, but yet those are perfect cuts on both of those I-beams? Why? Anyway, Will, was that what you were looking for? If there's anything else I can tell you, please ask.
Well, yeah, I guess I would also ask, do you think it's strictly the Air Force and compartmentalized to certain parts of the hierarchy there, or do you think it's also spread out perhaps in the CIA or some other global governments? What's your take on where this ultimately stems from, perhaps, if you have any take on that?
I would tell you that if you think the United States is controlled by we the people, you're an idiot. I'm not talking about you, Will. I'm just making a general statement. If you don't understand that the United States is a corporation since 1871 and that it is literally owned and ruled by global banksters, the United States is not controlled by people within the United States. The major movements in just about everything that happens in this country are pretty much dictated by those in the Rothschild class or group. And for anybody who doesn't know this, if you think Trump, yeah, he's nowhere near as rich as the Rothschilds, but he's a billionaire. If you think that this guy is squeaky clean, and I'm not anti-Trump, but if you think this guy is squeaky clean, let me explain something to you. One of his bankruptcies, he was pulled out of the mess by the Rothschilds. So Trump, in fact,
there we go,
owes something to the Rothschilds. Now stop and consider that, okay? The Rothschilds are driving this elitist push for a global governance. We all know this, okay? That's what the elites are doing. Why? Because it will be a communist, everybody knows this, okay? This is a fact. It will be a communist-style global governance. And these are the people who will be running this government. And for anybody who doesn't believe that, all right, it's not my show. I'm going to be nice.
Hey, you got to be nice. This is a Red Pill hardcore.
Yeah. All right? my point is, everybody looks around them and says, the world's going to shit. The point is, the world has already gone to shit. And if we don't wake up pretty soon, they're going to flush it.
I guess I just have one follow-up question. What's the meaning of life and perhaps the Powerball numbers for this evening?
Well, okay. Listen.
Oh, that was great.
Well, I actually have one question.
Sure.
I
thought that was cute, Will.
And you know me, psychological warfare, and you know, fraud is something I like to trace and this sort of thing. So we've had this technology for some years. With insurance, for example, how many of these houses do you think were just hit with the, you know, couple minutes of directed energy laser to a house? Just to come into a fraud, or I'm sorry, just come to an insurance situation, or just to get rid of somebody to make them move, or just there's so much political behind this because the muscle that they showed with Paradise, I agree, it's just muscle, but
I don't think so. I think that you're putting way too much into it happened in Paradise, so it's going to happen everywhere. I don't think so. As a matter of fact, this is still going to be something that's only going to be used when it absolutely has to, because it does leave a footprint. Okay, it does. And eventually, if you keep using something like this, questions are going to be asked. Why was it used in Paradise? I opened this all up with that. Let me reiterate, okay? There was something in Paradise that couldn't be allowed to leave Paradise. I don't know if it was something that was stolen, if it was government secrets or what. There was something there to demand, to command that type of attention from that type of weapon. This was done as a last resort something or another. There is absolutely no other explanation. It was directed energy. That's an absolute fact. I know that. I've been around this shit way too long. So if you stop to consider that all of those houses were hit, and even cars that were leaving Paradise were melted on the road, but the trees on either side of that car were never hit. But yet the glass in the car was literally melted onto the ground. And these are cars that were leaving Paradise. Okay, what I'm trying to tell you here is Paradise was hit intentionally because something could not be allowed to leave.
Mm.
and they didn't know where it was or who had talked to who.
Well, now I'm going to look into who all lived there. Maybe some secret government scientists or maybe some aliens landed there.
Apparently it was a super rare Pokemon.
There you go.
Pokemon Go. I think Mewtwo was there. Yeah.
but the whole thing is, if it was just one person in one house, that's all you would have seen. There would have been no need for the roads leading out of Paradise for the cars to be destroyed on the as they were leaving.
That's a good point, because there are people in California. This happened in California, too. Perfectly symmetrical cuts of fire. Now, and these were big houses. Rich people.
Yep.
So,
and those houses weren't burned. Those houses were disintegrated. Literally.
Well, yes. And these weren't cases of poor people and depopulation. These were rich people.
Yep. That's what I'm telling you. Something was there that couldn't be allowed to leave.
Which is why I asked, is insurance fraud a part of this?
I don't think insurance, Roger,
can I ask something?
Sure.
Do you think they got to leave? Did they get away?
I don't think anybody got away. I think that they killed just about everybody that lived in Paradise, unless they were not home that day. If you take a look, and I'm looking at the picture right now, the road looks like it's never been touched, but the houses on both sides, they're burned, literally disintegrated to the ground. So I think from the time that hit was set up to the time it was over, we're talking a matter of 10 to 15 minutes, and I don't think anything survived in that town.
Any speculation as to why Paradise or what they may have been wanting to retrieve?
Absolutely not. But you don't pull a trigger that heavy. You don't leave a footprint that blatant, and that's what I was just telling V. You don't continue to use this all over the place, because the next time they use it, it's going to be, oh, wait a minute, didn't we see that before? And then the third time, all hell's going to break loose. So, no.
I have rarely seen it used in the Middle East, although I do have pictures and all articles about that being used in the Middle East. They rarely use it in the Middle East. So I absolutely agree with you.
But what people have to consider is that when 5G gets hooked up, okay, everywhere, it's going to make what we've been discussing, it's going to make that look like totally insignificant. It's going to make it look like child's play. Because anywhere you walk, okay, in any city on the planet, they will be able to dial you up and fry you from the inside out. Every human being on this planet is saturated with metals now.
With it, yes. We're going to have to leave it right there, because it's the end of the show. I have to tell people, visit my documentaries, because I covered this particular subject in the last documentary of my series.
Visit us at the Liberty Beacon.
Yes, also listen to Liberty Beacon, but go to Facebook.com, Targeted Individuals Documentaries.
Yes.
Okay? I cover the 5G and all the effects with this aluminum. With it, okay? So, this has been the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourself. See you tomorrow.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.